한 번, 예 번, 봄, 예 번, 부인스포, 아멘. In today's gospel reading, it is actually in the middle of a very long dissertation, a long conversation, and actually argument between Christ and the Pharisees. And in it, Christ says, I am the bread of life, which has come down from heaven. And he repeats this many times in this gospel reading, or in this conversation he has. And it says, the gospel, that the Jews did not understand this. And if we continue to read in the gospel, after the gospel reading for today, if we continue to read, it says that he tells them that if you want to have eternal life, you must eat his flesh and drink his blood. And then the gospel goes on and says that after hearing this, many of his followers left him. Many of his followers left him, and they said, who can, this is difficult to follow. Who can accept such a thing? And then he turns and he sees that there's only 12 that are left. And he says to them, why haven't you also gone with the others? And Peter answers, saying, whom shall we go to? For only you have the words of eternal life. In the early centuries of the church, many, many, many centuries ago, Christians were accused of many things. We Christians were accused of many, many awful crimes that we did not commit. But because the Romans and the Gentiles did not understand who we were, they accused us of many things. And one of the greatest accusations made against Christians in the early centuries were that we were cannibals, that we ate other humans. And we said, no, that's not true. What are you talking about? And the Romans would say, well, you even say it. You say that you eat your Lord's flesh and you drink his blood every Sunday. So clearly, you are cannibals. But what is interesting is that throughout all of these persecutions, Christians did not change what they believed. Christians did not change their faith throughout these centuries. And in today's gospel, it is a lesson to us. Because Christ, we see, when the people leave him and they go away, Christ does not do the following. Christ does not go after them and say, oh, no, you misunderstood what I said. Let me explain it better so you understand. Christ did not go and apologize and say, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong, let me make it so that you understand and so that you stay with me. And most importantly, Christ did not run after them when they left and try and bring them back and say, no, come back to me. I want lots of people following me. So I want you to be here and I'll change what I've said so that you agree with what I said. He did not do any of those things. But rather what Christ did was he let them go and he continued to preach the gospel, which is the truth. And he did not change that. Unfortunately, we live in a culture and a society today which does not very much value truth. Unfortunately, we live in a society and a culture today that truth is changeable. And we've heard this at times. Your truth and my truth. There's truth, and that's it. We do not change truth according to who we are or what we believe. This is fundamental philosophy and theology. Truth remains the same. And we are taught, unfortunately, that we need to speak politically correct. Now, yes, I agree, there are certain words and phrases we should not use because they are offensive. But there are other things that we cannot change because it is what it is. And this is what is the truth. But so often, we change what we say in order to make people feel good. And I think we have all been guilty of this at one time or another, where we have been talking to someone and they get upset by something we say, and so quickly in our minds we change what we were saying and try and backtrack and change it so that they feel good and that they don't get upset. And we do this very often. Unfortunately, also, this, as Miyazaki said, sickness has entered into the church today too. There are many patriarchs and hierarchs, many clergymen, and many faithful that changed the truth of the gospel so that people stay in the church. We don't like it when people leave the church, especially Armenians. We don't like it when people are not happy with us, right? We Armenians like it that everybody likes us, except for the Turks. They're never going to like us, so it's okay. But everybody else, we need them to like us. Because if we don't, we feel bad for some reason. But in reality, we cannot think that way. We cannot change the truth so people like us. They must like us because of the truth. This is the most important thing that Christianity has taught us throughout the centuries. There was once a priest who was supposed to do a funeral for a very, very well-known and horrible criminal named Jim. And Jim was going, he said, I'm going to do the funeral for Jim and I'll give his eulogy. And so before the funeral, Jim's brother Richard comes to the church. And he comes to the priest and he says, Father, I want you to tell everyone that Jim was an angel. That he was wonderful. He was an angel, and I will give the church $50,000 as a gift. But if you don't tell the people that he was an angel, I will kill you. So now the priest is in a dilemma. What is he supposed to do? He's thinking and he's praying. He's saying, how is it that I can tell the truth that he was really a horrible, horrible guy? But at the same time, get that $50,000 for the church. What can I do? How can I think and do this right? And so he prays and prays. So on the day of the funeral, the church is full of all of the mafia and all the other people that are there, all the business associates of Jim, all right? Construction workers. I have nothing against construction workers. My grandfather was a construction worker too. But all of them that were there, and they come. And so the priest gets up and he starts to give the eulogy. And he starts off by saying, Jim was a criminal. Horrible. Sinful man. He did all the horrible things. He murdered, he lied, he cheated, he stole. He did everything that was wrong and anti-Christian. And at this time he's looking over and he sees Jim's brother Richard getting madder and madder. He's starting to take out a knife because he's ready to kill the priest. And then right before he does it, the priest says, but, compared to Richard, Jim was an angel. So he was able to get the $50,000 and say that he was an angel. But in reality, we see in the story and also in the gospel today that Christ and the priest do not change the truth, but rather they speak the truth and they need people to hear the truth. We cannot change the truth. And this is something, unfortunately, like I said earlier, we constantly do. In Christianity, the truth does not change. Because if we change the truth, then we change Christ. And Christ does not change. Just as the evangelist, as the apostle Paul says, Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. It does not change the truth. Nations, languages, societies, cultures, governments, people, armies, all of these things have come and gone throughout the 2,000 years we have been in existence, Christianity. But the gospel has remained the same throughout all of them. And all of these things will come and go. Nations will come and go. People will come and go. Languages will come and go. But the truth which Christ preached, the gospel will remain the same forever until he returns. So, we may not agree on everything, but we cannot change the truth. We cannot change Christ. And we must go out as Christians. We have been given this commission to go out and preach the gospel, to preach the truth, to preach Christ to everyone we meet. And as we said in Armenian, there's a phrase, Zur nestek by Shidag Hosik. Sit crooked, but speak straight. This is what we have to do. And when we do this, the truth, as Christ says, will set us free. It will not necessarily make us worse, because those who do not want to hear the truth are usually guilty of something, and they don't want to hear it, and they don't want to accept that. But those who want to hear the truth and grow with the truth are the ones that are truly chosen by Christ to be his disciples and his preachers.